Welcome to Huckleberry's Outdoor Adventures, aka HOA. So, it's been a second, and we've been pretty busy, but we just got back here Sunday from a pretty long little camping trip. I say pretty long, from Wednesday night to Sunday. We did the, I want to say it was Spring Kids Camp for MST. And that was pretty fun. That was pretty interesting. Had some interesting things happen. It's kind of a long story, that kind of thing. So we got there Wednesday night. Went to the original spot we were going to check out. It was just too overgrown for the amount of people that we were planning to have. And so we made the decision to go to the old kids camp from last fall. So we filled up, went back towards that spot. It was about 45 minutes away. And we got to that spot, and that was plenty big enough. We'd been there before, so we kind of knew. And so we kind of parked out of the way because we didn't know where everyone was going to go or what space everyone needed. And set up. Had a nice little dinner from a pizzeria in Kalkaska. And yeah, we just kind of relaxed that night. It was nice and cool. Perfect night for sleep. And about middle of the night, it started raining pretty heavy. And pretty much rained all night until about 1 the next day. And during that rain, we had another guy who was new to the group met up with us. And I think it was his first time camping with the group. And he had a kid. And we chatted for a couple hours. He decided he was going to stay there that day. So for the rest of that day, we pretty much hung out. Kid was pretty nice. Just odd. Just like an odd situation, I guess. Meeting new people out in the middle of nowhere. That can always be kind of nerve-wracking the first couple times that you do it. And then the first time that you're doing it, you know, alone. And then I get another message later that day. One of our buddies from the group said he was going to come by and camp for the night before kids camp actually started, which was Friday. And so he came by. And so we hung out and we chatted. And it was our first time meeting in person. So that was pretty cool. We did chit-chat about all the stuff, you know, that you do when you camp. And we went that night and I made a bunch of chicken that day, about a whole pack of chicken, because I figured, well, spend $10 on a pack of lunch meat, or we could spend $10 on a six-pack of chicken breasts and eat it for lunch meat. So I decided to go that route this weekend, and that worked out pretty well. We had pretty much lunch meat all weekend. We ended up even using some of the chicken for chicken tacos, and that was pretty good. So we, you know, did all that fun stuff, wrapped it up, got ready for that night. This was Thursday night. And long story short, we had an incident happen in the middle of the night that really, Bill was there and then a new guy was there. And, you know, we had one of the children wake up at 1:30-ish from the new guy. And it was pretty much screaming at the top of her lungs for about 30 minutes. And finally, after I wasn't hearing the parents de-escalate or anything like that, I decided, okay, maybe I should go check on this. So I walked over there, checked in on them, and the girl's screaming for her mommy, which she had been for the last 30 minutes. And I walked up and I said, "Hey, it's me. It's Gavin. Is everything okay? Are you all right?" And, you know, she was, you know, crying. She opened the tent. I said, "It's me, it's Gavin. You're okay. You know, is everything okay? Why are you crying? Where's your parents?" And she's, you know, I'm not used to camping alone. I'm gonna, "What do you mean camping alone? I'm not used to being in a tent by myself." And I said, "Well, where are your parents?" And she pointed to the truck next to the tent. It was a pickup truck with a topper. Earlier that day, the parent told me that there were two kids. There was her and a one-year-old. One-year-old has a heart thing. And one parent would be sleeping with one of them in the tent, and the other parent would be sleeping in the back of the truck with them. And, you know, it was just really upsetting, I guess. I got to the tent, the parents aren't there. I'm like, where the fuck are your parents? And she comes, kind of grabs my side and is like hugging me. The 1 year old's asking for me to pick him up. I pick him up and I'm shushing him. And I'm like, you know, it's going to be okay. Just tell me where your parents are, where, what's going on. And she points to the truck and I, you know, look, get my flashlight and point it into the back of the truck window. And their parents are there fast asleep, you know. And I'm like, how do you not hear your kids from 5 feet away? I mean, these kids were screaming. I'm probably 50 some yards away from them where I was camped. And I just don't, I mean, my wife heard it from where she was at. Bill heard it because he was next to me camping. I was like, how do you not hear her screaming at the top of her lungs? So knock on the topper, no answer. I knock again and raise my voice a little bit, no answer. I knock a third time and raise my voice to almost yell. And they finally wake up, and I'm like, dude, your kids have been crying out here for 30 minutes alone in this tent. What is going on? Oh, yeah, we're so sorry. We're so sorry here. And so I give the kids to them, and at that point, I'm just so frustrated. I don't want to say something that I'm a regret, because you know what? You know, being a parent's hard. Sometimes, you know, I don't know these people. Try to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know. Maybe something happened I didn't know about, and that's why they were sleeping like that. Maybe the kids fell asleep in the tent, and, you know, the parents were just going to let them sleep because, you know, kids, you don't want to wake them up after they've already started sleeping. So, yeah, I just, I walked away. I went back to my tent. Honestly, I was a little spooked out for a little bit. Yeah, I didn't know if he was going to wake up and be upset by the fact that I came into their camp and tried to, you know, console the situation. And so I kind of stayed up for a little bit and was, you know, ready for whatever, and finally fell asleep and woke up the next day and kind of kept my distance. Didn't really want to have that conversation because I was gonna say something that, you know, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is you don't leave your 1.5 year old or 1 year old with a heart condition and a 5 year old in a tent alone in the middle of the woods with a stranger. I mean, I was a stranger to them. And you don't smoke so much pot that you're dead to the world like that when you're out there. Like, get a control of yourself, you know? So that was kind of a really, like, upsetting situation. I wasn't sure how I wanted to handle that. I did know that I didn't really necessarily trust them anymore. And... you know, the girl, she was very nice. The daughter, very nice. She just had no, I don't know, no really real instinct for danger, which I guess if you look at it in one perspective, that's nice. But also you kind of want to teach your kids that not everyone's friendly. And honestly, the fact of the matter is that if we were horrible people, monsters, we could have taken those kids and those parents never would have woke up. I mean, and I'm not kidding when I said these kids were screaming at the top of their lungs for 30 minutes and parents did not wake up. I had to knock on the topper with my flashlight to wake them up, and quite loud. So, you know, it really, really troubled me. And, you know, I could not imagine leaving my son, who's 1.5, in a tent all alone while we slept separately. It's just, it's not, it wasn't even a thought. I didn't even think that that was an option, you know. So we kind of, you know, both of us didn't really say much to each other the rest of the weekend. I kind of split ways. I let the leader of the group know from MST, and he's like, yeah, we'll try to handle it. We'll put up some group rules, make sure everyone knows the deal. And I'm like, cool. You know, we tried to handle it the best way that we could for a situation like that. Because when you do these camping situations, you know, it's, you know, everybody's there, it's, you're all free people, and you can't really force someone to leave, you know what I mean? You know, it's all kind of a free country type deal. It's like telling someone they have to leave a restaurant just because you might not get along with them. It's not your restaurant. It's not your place to tell them that. So they pretty much stayed the rest of the weekend. I mean, the rest of the weekend, they were fine, you know. They left the kid unattended by water, the five-year-old, and she didn't know how to swim. And they made some jokes about her being okay to just fall in because she could touch. And it's like, it's a river. There are trees in the river. It's not necessarily safe. So, I mean, I wouldn't say red flags all around, but they had good moments where they were obviously nice parents. And I think maybe it's just their parenting style that I don't necessarily agree with. I don't mend well with that type of parenting style. Others might, but it's kind of the chance that you take when you meet new people. And honestly, I've had a really good streak of luck so far to where, everyone in this group that I've met have been really great people. We've mended well. We have people from Indiana that come up and, love Jasper, and they're great people to talk to, and we really enjoy camping with them. And it's just, you know, you take that chance when you're out meeting new people camping as a group. A lot of the times it's very rewarding. And sometimes you can come across situations like this. This is the first time I've had something like that happen in the 2 years or so that I've been doing it. And it's definitely not going to stop me, but I could say that I might be a little bit more wary next time. I mean, other than that, it was a lot of fun. I mean, after the group got here Friday, everyone's setting up, everyone's trying to figure out where they're going to park, where they're going to camp. Jasper had a blast hanging out with the kids again. You know, we woke up, I think it was Saturday morning, to an absolute downpour of rain, just crazy, crazy heavy. And so we sat out through that storm, and that cleared up around, I think, 10 a.m. And then after that, just scorching sun. And so we dealt with that. I mean, it was like 96, like just barely any wind, just sun right on you. And it got so hot, just about everybody that was there was like, screw it, we're getting in the river, even though the river's freezing. And so we all got in the river and played around for a little bit, cooled off, and some of us went to try to take a nap after our body temp was cooled. Did not work out for me, but Sienna and the kid got a little bit of a nap, and so it was a lot of fun there. We went, and you know, he played all day, he got nice and tired, we ate dinner and hung out a little bit, and we went to go on a trail ride later that day, and my power steering had been kind of acting up, and one of my buddies from MST took a look at it, and he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure your pump's going out. It's like, damn. So we decided to not take the chance on going, and we decided to stay at camp, and which sucked, because we were going to sit in air conditioning and go do trails all day while it was hot, so yeah, we ended up staying all day and through that heat, which we ended up getting in the river because of it. And yeah, it was just a little sucky, you know. We didn't really plan for a power steering pump, much like you don't plan for breakdowns while you're out there. You know, that is kind of part of the thing, and it's just not one of the spare parts you might keep on you. So I decided I was going to limp it home, and it was about a 2-hour drive home. Decided I was going to limp it and order the part at home. Hopefully, I make it. And we made it fine. We got there. Power steering was definitely starting to go out a little bit more. I'm assuming I started running out of fluid. Got the part ordered. And yeah, I mean, all in all, it was a good weekend. You know, little things like that can happen. I mean, the sun was excruciatingly hot. And you know, It happens, you know. Not all camp trips are sunshine and rainbows, especially with kids. I mean, the bugs, every single bug. I'm covered in bug bites at itch right now. Every single bug was trying to eat us. It was nasty out. But we got to try out a couple new gadgets, new tech, new toys, and One of them was the pop-up bathroom. I loved it. It was really nice having that separate away from everything where you could store all the bathroom utilities you needed. That stayed up all weekend and was great. I loved that. We used the FlexTail shower too, and I used that to wash dishes, to spray the kid off when he got really hot, because at that point the river was too cold for him. So we got a bucket of water from the river and let it warm up in the sun a little bit and sprayed him down just to cool him off. And then he finally wanted to go in the river after that. But we used that to spray dishes down, to rinse stuff off. It was really nice. We went through probably 6 gallons of water, probably closer to 7, from Wednesday to Sunday. We went out, I think it was Thursday. Thursday or Friday night, one of those two. And we went to Hartwick Pines State Park. We went and toured that little place a little bit. We dumped our trash in the campsite, not in a campsite, but like in the camp trash bins. And then we refilled our water jugs while we were there with the drinking water, and went back to camp with full water, empty trash, and just ready for the day. When you do these longer trips, you accumulate a lot of trash. You know what I mean? And it's such a it's a hard thing to manage. Like, how do you not accumulate trash? If you wash all of your dishes, then you go through a lot of water. If you wipe them clean, you go through a lot of paper towel and trash. And we didn't really have a fire that weekend, so it was all going in the trash. I tend to burn paper products, but not anything with plastic. So, a lot of our paper stuff was just going straight into the garbage. So we accumulated a lot of garbage, which is something we're trying to work on, trying to, make it smaller. I don't know, like to fix that issue. I don't know. I think I might have to add another water tank too. Refilling was fine. That was no problem for us because we were really out on the trail like that a lot. But it was just one of those things that was like, okay, now I have to be a little bit more conscious of my water consumption. We were drinking a lot because of how hot it was. We were using a lot of it to clean dishes. When you're next to a river, it's okay. But after that rain, the water got really silty, and I don't know, it wasn't good drinking water. We weren't filtering it, so we weren't using it as drinking water. So it was okay for the dishes, but we were going through it pretty quick. So, we'll figure something out. I don't think we typically drink that much water. We were just, we were going pretty heavy on it because of how hot it was. So something we'll address at some later point, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, it was a good trip overall though. I mean, after all that heavy rain, we went to town, we got some donuts and Grayling, which is, they have a really nice bakery over there. And we splashed through a bunch of puddles on the way. Pretty much the whole way, because we went right after it stopped raining. And pretty much the whole way was just water puddles and water everywhere. If you go to my Instagram, you can kind of see that. But yeah, all in all, pretty fun. Truck is back. Waiting on the parts to come in. Hopefully they come in soon so I can start working on it and get that going before our next camp trip. We do have one coming up on this coming weekend, actually, but I'm not sure if we're going to make it. So we'll see. But yeah, this is usually supposed to be 15 minutes, but we had a good amount of stuff here. We'll see if I can cut it down to that. This is a good little breakdown. Give you guys an update of what's going on, and I'll try and throw out another one later this week. So, talk to you later. Thanks for listening to HOA, and we'll see you on the next one.